Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Soda.com.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, two great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean, and around the world at the speed of the Internet. And to you folks that have been chiming in saying, well, I can't hear you on my local station. How can I hear you? How can I do this? Well, since you're talking to me on the Internet, how about going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com? Click on the Listen Live link, and boom, you got the show right there. In the meantime, a special shout-out goes to all of our military men and women that are listening to us right now, all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, and hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody who's working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, UPS, FedEx, all right now. Oh, and by the way, DHL, I forgot to mention them last hour, and I just heard about it. The DHL guys, too, sorting all those packages for overnight delivery. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And let's not forget our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, for moving the passengers. Now, don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And for those of you listening on the Internet or that want to listen on the Internet, you can go right there, click on the Listen Live button, and boom, you got the show. Now, when I'm not on the air live, it plays the repeat loops, the four-hour loops of the show in succession. Now, Ms. Rosemary's got the night off tonight, so she's on assignment. So now we're going to play the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what the valley we hailed at the twilight's last day, whose broad stripes and bright stars
I'm
was probably the best version of the national anthem ever done right down here in Tampa at a Super Bowl game. And remember, that was when the Gulf War, Desert Storm, was starting out. Gulf War number one under President George H.W. Bush. Now, as I said, Miss Rosemary has the night off, and she's on a special assignment. She wanted to let you know there's nothing wrong with her. She's on assignment, so there you go. Now, we have a clear choice, folks, in this election, and you don't need to be all concerned and bent out of shape about what happened in Louisiana over the weekend by the victory by the Democrat. That is a well-oiled machine that's there in Louisiana. They did very well in the other races, though. But move over, Dolly Parton, Raquel Welch, Mae West, and the other of the big girls. And pardon the pun, but the biggest bust in history now belongs to Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic impeachment hearings. Last week, 13 million Americans turned in to watch on the first day. You know something? If that number had to happen on a network show, it would have been canceled by the end of the week. And the funniest part of the hearings is that you're only hearing part of it. You're only hearing the hearsay part of it. You're not hearing actual statements from anybody. It's all second and third hand information. They all heard what Trump said from hearsay. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I was last night, or Friday night, I was sitting at the Republican Statesman Dinner down in Sarasota. Lindsey Graham was the speaker, and he stood up there and he says, "I want y'all to know something. This is all hearsay evidence. And when it comes to the Senate, we are going to invoke the hearsay rule. And ain't none of it going to go any further." That was Lindsey Graham. Now think about that. Thinking about that for just a second. Now, you know why that is? Because that is a court presided over by the Supreme Court Chief Justice, if it gets that far. But it's got to get to the floor for a vote first. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Now, also, President Obama correctly said that elections have consequences, and consequences that Democrats have never been able to fully accept in the past, and especially not now. When I come back, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back, and I see somebody tried to call me here. I don't know who it was, but give me another call if you want to get in there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that owns Relief Factor. Now, their plant is located in Kirkland, Washington, which is right outside Seattle. And they do something very good for folks, and that is they help you get rid of pain. Because if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, their entire mission in life is their all-natural product called Relief Factor that will help you kick the habit, if you will, if you're taking some heavy-duty narcotics, and it will help you with your pain. Now, I'm not saying it works in every case, but in the case of the people that we've had here on this program, 80% of those that order the Quick Start program, that's the Quick Start, $19.95, three-week Quick Start, stay on it. They continue to stay on it because it's working. Works for me, it'll work for you. Now, I'm going to suggest to you what I did back 3 years and 8 months ago. I tried the Relief Factor three-week Quick Start because I have arthritis. And there are times when I'm telling you, you can hardly stand up and hardly move around at all. It's just what it is. But with the Relief Factor, it allows me to be able to be myself again. My pain level has gone from 7 or 8 down to 1 or 2. No exaggeration, the plain and simple truth. Now, if you're struggling with arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, ankle pain, knee pain, foot pain, muscle aches in general, or just overall pain, just don't feel good, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor three-week Quick Start right away. Many people, as I've said, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. But if you take it as directed, for the 3 weeks, three times a day, it'll work. Plain and simple. Now, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. That's how you do it. And take advantage of the $19.95 3-week quick start. There's a little video there if you want to see it. It explains all about the product, what's in it, how it works. And believe me, if it worked for me, it just might work for you. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. ReliefFactor.com/Captain is the website. And I hope it works for you. Now, talk to you about Ronald Reagan. I used President Obama to infer this. That President Obama correctly said elections have consequences. Consequences now the Democrats have never been able to fully accept in the past, and they're certainly not accepting them right now. Because when Ronald Reagan became president, I remember the Democrats complaining about being surrounded by so many Reagan appointees. You know why? Ronald Reagan fired all the people that were in there and replaced them with his own people. Now, they had to be reminded that they'd lost the election. And so is it with President Trump. But this time, the opposition is fighting for what they see as their very existence, the threat to drain the swamp where they've lived so long, have grown so comfortable, have made so much money, and they don't even smell their own stink anymore. And as long as the president was a Democrat, all was well. Because the Dems have a long history of bloated government, a bunch of bloated bureaucrats, and a lot of money going to places where it shouldn't be going, into people's pockets and not being held accountable. Now, these unelected bureaucrats, these appointees, we call them the faceless horde, if you will. Some people call them the deep state. Some people call them the swamp, if you will. The little despots drunk with power and the ability to screw with people's lives have risen up, and they're fighting back. And they believe that they are the only legitimate government of the United States, the government within the government, the deep state. Presidents come and go, but they're there forever. They're striking back at a president that represents what they see as the peasants, the hayseeds, the flyover states, the deplorables, who dare to question your authority, competency, and legitimacy. The hillbillies, some of them have called us, the hillbillies, who turned away from the Democratic Party and the bureaucratic establishment. They're self-interest, they're self-righteous, they're sadistic, they're cynical bearing. They spurned their business as usual, their insistence on the way that it's done is because that's the way it's always been done. Where have I heard that before? And Democrats have lost the support of many of their middle-class Americans, the forgotten tens of millions. How about the coal workers in West Virginia? Classic example. Well, we're going to take your jobs away from you, and we're going to retrain you to do something different. They didn't want to do anything different in West Virginia. They wanted to work in the mines. That's where they were. That's what they did. And guess what? They're back working in the mines. And they've been working feverishly to open our borders. You know why? To sprout new Democrats, because they need more support and more loyalty, and they'll get it if they let these people in and say, hey, we're the Democrats and we let you in. That's all they're doing. They've colluded with foreign governments. They've played fast and loose with the law, and now have purposely created a major diversion, one that they will try to keep alive through the election of 2020 about open borders and letting people in. And this impeachment is not about removing President Trump. It's about preventing his reelection. Because the opposition has cheapened impeachment to a political circus, complete with the clowns. You think I'm kidding? This is all about politics. And remember something here. James Madison from The Federalist. This is a quote. The accumulation of all powers, legislation, executive and judiciary, in the same hands, whether of one, a few, or many, and wherever hereditary, self-appointed, or elective, may justly be pronounced
the very definition of tyranny. So said James Madison in The Federalist. How about that? Every thinking person that knows anything knows where this impeachment will go. Impeach in the House, acquit in the Senate. In the meantime, the Democratic Congress is doing what it's best, does best, spending millions of dollars, accomplishing nothing. Now, the rumor was over the weekend, Nancy Pelosi took $2.4 billion away from the Social Security to pay for the impeachment. No, she hasn't. There isn't $2.4 billion to take from Social Security, period. Do the math. Do the research. Find out what's going on. It didn't happen. It can't happen. Whoever put that out there, you need to have your mouth washed out with soap. Unbelievable. But anyway, I don't know what to tell you. Except that good morning, my good friend up there in Burnsville, Minnesota, George. I just got your message, and I appreciate that, my friend. Thank you very much. And, George, all I can do is sit here and smile at you and say, I hope you're not freezing to death up there. You know, by the way, let me just take a look down here and just give you a comparison. It was 30 degrees somewhere up north a minute ago. Somebody just sent me a temperature. I didn't really pay attention to it. I should have. But let's see what it is here. 53 degrees and mostly cloudy right now. That means that everybody's out there wearing two coats. No, I'm just kidding. That means they got their winter coats on right now here in my area. Cooler to the north, of course. 53 here means it's probably going to be in the upper 40s further north and maybe even the 30s by the time you get to Georgia. Just a wild guess by me. Oh, that's where it was. It was 30 degrees up somewhere in North Florida. All right, there you go. So think about that for a minute. But anyway, as we get close to the bottom of the hour in our break and our next military and veterans news segment, how about this Colin Kaepernick deal? Oh, he wound up doing his tryout at a high school football field. They canceled the thing where they were going to have it. It was a big sham. JC's madder than hell about it, saying, what are you trying to do there, brother? And in the meantime, who showed up? Nobody. Nobody. Nobody showed up, except for the cameraman and the reporters. That was it. And then Kaepernick left. He left. Oh, boy. Hasn't he got the message yet? We don't want him. We, the people, don't want Colin Kaepernick. You want to take a knee? You want to do all that crap? Take it somewhere else, son. We don't want you. That's all there is to it. All right, the Captain America Third Watch coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment here. I shall return. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877. 877-
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Public impeachment hearings resume Tuesday. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on CBS's Face the Nation.
The president did was so much worse than even what Richard Nixon did. But at some point, Richard Nixon cared about the country enough to recognize that this could not continue.
Republicans say the testimony has all been hearsay. This week, EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland is scheduled to testify. Ukrainian embassy staffers say they overheard Sondland speaking to President Trump about an investigation in Ukraine. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner on CNN.
When you ask Sondland, and you've got his testimony, he actually says, I was told by the President of the United States, I want nothing, no quid pro quo, I just want him to do the right thing. So we'll all have to wait for Sondland's testimony, which is direct testimony.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Under's support combined.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, last Thursday, we had Bo in, and Bo talked to a couple of you that called in, and one of you went over the weekend and did a tour at the National Aviation Academy, and I understand that you're going to be going to school there in about another 6 weeks, and congratulations to you. So there you go. Now, in the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. And you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and schedule a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one is the closest for you. Give them a call at 800-659-2080 and schedule a tour. When you do that, make sure you tell them the captain sent you, and you'll wind up with a white gloves treatment. Now, before I get started, I just got a little something sent to me from a buddy of mine up in New Hampshire. He's saying, Captain, you think it's cold down there? Here is the latest from the Mount Washington Observatory. Okay, Mount Washington is up there in the airways. It's 17 below zero right now on top of Mount Washington, but wait till you hear this part of it. The sustained winds are 74 miles an hour. That's because of that system that's going up the coast. So the wind chill is minus 62 degrees on top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire. So quit your complaining. Quit your bitching. We got a place that really, really, really is cold in the East Coast. All right. Now, I want to mention first about what happened over the weekend, actually Friday night. The president, when he granted clemency to two Army officers, Army First Lieutenant Clint Lorenzo, couldn't have happened to a nicer guy because of the circumstances he was presented with. He was released Friday night from Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, being reinstated, getting his rank back, being given an opportunity to remain in the military, if that's what he wants to do, all his back pay commensurate with his rank, et cetera, et cetera. And also, Major Matt Goldstein, a former Army Green Beret, who will have the murder charge against him dropped. And that's a good thing, too, because that was another deal where there were circumstances that were definitely in his favor and not the what was happening to him, literally. And then you had Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher. And he was reinstated to his original rank of Chief Petty Officer after he was docked to pay grade after being convicted of posing for a photo with a dead Islamic State fighter, which, by the way, he did not take the picture. He just wound up in it. And to me, justice has been served. And no one will ever, ever understand what our soldiers have to deal with in a war unless you've been there. And Barack Obama's rules of engagement cost us the lives of many of our troops. That's my opinion. That's my opinion, based on what I heard from my son and others who were telling me that his orders were getting people killed. Now, Amazon Web Services filed paperwork to protest the Pentagon's decision to award its Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure cloud contract to Microsoft. That, according to the Amazon Web Service CEO, Andy Jassy. We'll see where that goes. That's going to be interesting to see what type of deal they have going on there. And also, the Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, has opened the door for athletes at the nation's military academies to play professional sports after they graduate and delay their active duty service until after they get done with their pro career. Now, I told you about Lindsey Graham. I had the opportunity to listen to him Friday night in Sarasota when he won the Statesman of the Year award down there. He also talked about something else besides the hearsay rule being put into play in the Senate when the impeachment stuff comes over there from the House, which he said it may or may not. That's the way he put it. He said there's 31 people up for re-election. And those 31 people may come to their senses and say, if I do this, I've just committed political suicide. So we'll see. But anyway, the other thing that we heard about was that Lindsey Graham had a little discussion with the president of Turkey, Mr. Erdogan. And he told him, you've done something no one thought was possible. You've united the United States against Turkey. And when he said that, it kind of brought the house down. But it's true. Think about it. It's true. Very much so true. By the way, something that we do here on the program, I'm going to get to that in a minute after I tell you about the Deborah Sampson Act. That's the H.R. 3224 bill, which would expand the availability of women's health services at the VA to include expanding and improving counseling and treatment services for women who have experienced trauma and provide training on women's veterans' health care problems. It was also passed in the House, so that's on its way to the Senate. Probably will get passed there. Now, the MIA update last week brought home a group of soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines from Korea. First of all, U.S. Army Corporal Jackie D. Blosser, 21, was a member of Dog Company, the 1st Battalion, 32nd Infantry Regiment, 7th Infantry Division. He was reported missing in action December 2nd, 1950, in the vicinity of the Chosin Reservoir, North Korea. His remains were identified and sent back home for burial. Also, Army Corporal Kenneth D. Ford, 18, of Albia, Iowa, was a member of Company C, 1st Battalion, 32nd Infantry Regiment. He was reported missing in action December 2nd, 1950, in the vicinity of the Chosin Reservoir in North Korea. His remains were sent back home for interment. Army Air Force's Tech Sergeant Max W. Lauer, 23, of Lewiston, Utah, who was assigned to the 345th Bombardment Squadron, 98th Bombardment Group, Heavy Group, 9th Air Force, back on August the 1st, 1943, the B-24 aircraft in which he was the radio operator in crashed as a result of anti-aircraft fire in Operation Tidal Wave, the largest bombing mission against the oil fields and refineries in Poletsky, north of Bucharest in Romania. Now, Army Corporal Joe T. Avett, 20, of Greenwood, Mississippi, was a member of the Horta Heavy Mortar Company, 31st Infantry Regiment, 7th Infantry Division, 31st Regimental Combat Team, engaged in intense fighting near the Chosin Reservoir in North Korea. He also was reported missing and unaccounted for November 30th, 1950. His remains have been returned. An Army PFC, Carl L. Dye, 17, of Marion, Ohio, who was a member of Battery B, 52nd Field Artillery Battalion, 24th Infantry Division, engaged in combat operations against North Korean forces near Taejon, South Korea, in July of 1950. He was seriously wounded, placed in an ambulance, and the ambulance was attacked in an enemy roadblock, and he was missing in action. His remains are returned. Army Corporal Leon Clevenger, 21, of Durham, North Carolina, an infantryman with Company K, 3rd Battalion, 21st Infantry Regiment, 24th Infantry Division, reported missing in action July 11, 1950, at Chonai in South Korea. And finally, Marine Corps PFC Jack B. Van Zant, 22, of Danville, Illinois, a member of Company A, 1st Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division, Fleet Marine Force. Van Zant landed on the island of Tarawa in the Gilbert Islands, and over several days of intense fighting, he was killed on the third day of the battle, November 22nd, 1943. We welcome them all home, and the United States of America and everyone listening on this show salutes them for their service to America. Without these brave men, we might have been speaking a foreign language. Totally different than what we're speaking right now. Think about that as we go to break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm coming right back with our next Truckers and Highway Report. And then right after that, Denise Simon chimes in. And boy, we're going to have some fun with her. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
And I cannot thank you enough.
Weekdays at noon on AM 930, The Answer.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some hell behind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Alrighty, the theme from Smokey the Bandit. pretend that that's Jerry Reed, and he's just cruising along on top of one of them big old clouds up there with Fred in the front seat. And, of course, he's chasing the bandit, Frog in the front seat, I do believe, and that sheriff and his son chasing all of them. All right, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Flying J and Truck Pilot Travel Center, the closest to you, wherever you're at. Stop by and see what they're at, what they're all about, because they're not your daddy's average truck stop anymore. I'll tell you that right now. Okie dokie, a strong storm is forecast to drift away from the coastal sections of the southeast and middle Atlantic states today and New England, but a number of hazards are remaining in effect, from gusty winds to a variety of marine issues. Now, the storm will bypass the northeast pretty much on Monday. However, it will produce coastal rain and interior frozen precipitation. Now, that frozen precipitation could be freezing rain, sleet, or snow. And the further north you go towards the Canadian border into the higher elevations, it more than likely will be snow. So, if you're anywhere from, oh gosh, northeastern Pennsylvania, Scranton, over towards New York City, north, all the way up I-87 to Canada, all the way east across Maine, or I'm sorry, to Maine, from Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, you're in that window where you're going to be getting anything from freezing rain to sleet. And as I said, the higher the elevations, the better the likelihood of snow. There's a winter storm watch in effect right now. And there is some snow in the mountains of Virginia right now, too, as well as the mountains of Maryland, and the northeastern, just a little touch, the northeastern part of West Virginia tonight. So be advised of that, that you could find some interesting weather conditions there. Now, there is some rain in Jersey, some rain in Maryland, some rain in Delaware, down towards the Chesapeake Bay, some scattered showers on down the line towards Norfolk and Virginia Beach, so be advised of that. But other than that, except for one little area, and it seems to be that way every night, there's some scattered rain down from Brunswick, Georgia, down to about Fernandina Beach on I-95 again tonight, so be advised of that. Now, to go out west, Michigan ways, the west side of Lake Michigan, east side of Lake Michigan, the west side of Michigan, you could be getting some wind and maybe some lake effect snow. Temperatures cold enough to do that in the northern part of Michigan. In the meantime, up in the northeastern part of Wisconsin, you've got some high wind there tonight and some really cold temperatures to boot. Up in the central part of North Dakota, way up towards the Canadian border, you have got some wind up there with some really cold temperatures. Now, we've got a little bit of an interesting thing going on here right now in Rapid City over into South Dakota and angling down towards the northern part of Nebraska. You got some weather there, which some could be some snow in the mix or maybe some sleet. Definitely some wind blowing that away, too, so be advised. Southeastern Wyoming, from Laramie over towards Cheyenne, you could have some weather developing there also, as it looks like as if there's something there. Up on top of 4th of July in Montana right now, you've got snow there, so be advised going across that away. You're going to find some snow. Nothing about chaining, but some snow. And in Oregon, again, holy smokes, in Oregon, again, bad air quality alerts. And in California, you got some wind in Northern California. You got the fire threat advisory coming in again into play, if you will. And you got some snow in the San Bernardino Mountains tonight also. And the possibility in Utah, going up I-15 north of St. George towards Salt Lake City, you got some snow there up towards the junction of I-70. So be advised of that. That's about what you got going on. And remember, your pilot or Flying J, they bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And it's always all about your ma and your pa's old truck stop that you remember, some of you, what the way it was with the pilots and the Flying J's. Well, not that way anymore. Flying J's, you go in there, you find yourself a nice Denny's to sit down and have a great meal, a Huddle House, or maybe a Moe's Southwest Grill. pilots. You can find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, Wendy's. Could also be a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, which offers breakfast, a light lunch, and a light dinner. And, yeah, they got it all on this cold day, I'll tell you that much. If you're up there in the north and maybe even down south, I didn't check to see if it was on the menu over the weekend, but you might find some chili. It's about there. And if you do, that wouldn't be bad. So there you go. But your pilot and your flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out and see what's going on. All righty, let's go on over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Hello, Monday morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
We have had a shooting in Fresno, California. What do you know about it?
Four people are dead. Several have been shot. Apparently there was some kind of a watch party at a house.
Football watch party.
35 or 40 people attended. It's the way the story was written is though somebody kind of snuck into the thing and through the backyard and just started opening fire.
And ambushed them.
But the question is why?
Is this a drug neighborhood or something?
I have no idea.
Okay, because that's the only thing I haven't been able to find out is what type of neighborhood this is. If it's affluent or, you know, Latino or black or drug-ridden or what the deal is, and I have not been able to see that anywhere.
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. That's a tough one.
Okay. Okay, now the other thing is briefly, the United States and South Korea have postponed their joint military exercise to try to see if that will bring North Korea to the negotiating table.
That's one of the reasons. The other one of the reasons is that now North Korea is kind of mad at us. I mean, South Korea is kind of, is kind of mad at us because we're asking them to pay more money to have our troops stationed there, and South Korea is actually calling it almost robbery that we're asking them to do that. So I think there's
do they want to sell Kias in the United States or not? Right?
Well, this is where we are. I mean, I tell you what, the least enviable job in Washington, D.C. is Secretary of State or anybody working at the State Department. I mean, the world's in chaos.
Yeah, well, you're right, and it is what it is, and it's not going to change anytime soon, unfortunately, because we got Hong Kong. Well, we're going to get into this, too. We got Hong Kong, we got Iran, we got Paris, we got, other places going on, but those seem to be the big ones that we're looking at right now as we move along here. What say you?
Well, we got a whole bunch going on in South America.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was the other thing I was going to mention, too. Yeah,
We've hardly done anything to resolve the mess in Venezuela.
Well, as far as I know, we haven't done anything. I mean, what have we done? Nothing that I know of. Yep. So, here we go. 2020 is coming up, and a lot of things are going to have to be done, and it's all going to be part of where we go. All right, here comes the music. That's all I was waiting on. And, folks, I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and a lot more coming your way, too, on a Captain's America Third Watch. Hour number three coming right up here. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Your Voice.